media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, you guys gave JMU all they could handle through about 2.5 quarters, 7-3 midway through the third quarter when it ended up falling 38-3. Just kind of as you've gone back and looked at that game, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, you've kind of paraphrased it. I think that, you know, we came out after a good week of practice and executed very well in the first half, you know, but there were some glaring errors that, you know, kind of kept us from having a little bit more of an advantage. You know, we got a field goal block that, you know, should not have happened, and then had a mistake down in the red area, which kind of, you know, you fiddle fart around with it, and you figure out that you certainly could have walked in there, you know, as a 10-7 type lead at half. But we go down at half 7-3, playing very well. We knew that James Madison would, you know, have some answers in the second half. You know, first drive, second half, we, you know, had a 3rd and 13 and couldn't get off the field, and then got a, you know, hit on the sideline, which was a bang-bang play, which they clipped us for 15, so that was a huge component, and they were able to punch it in there and take it to 14-3. And then, of course, we, you know, did the things that you can't do when you're facing a very good opponent. You know, we fumbled the ball on just an exchange, you know, on, like, the 6-yard line coming out, and, you know, that's, they punched that one in 21-3. You know, it was a, you know, tough. It changed the chemistry of the game quite a bit. You know, I think that they were able to pin their ears back on defense, and they're very talented on defense, and were able to put a lot of pressure. You know, most of the third downs we had ended up in results in, you know, sacks or interceptions in the second half, you know, after the first drive where we moved it a little bit. And then, you know, defensively we gave up a couple of explosions that absolutely, you know, killed us, and were unable to get off the field on some very manageable third downs. 3rd and 13 was one, and another one was like 3rd and 20, and they both, you know, they executed on both of those. A lot of credit to Shore. He's a good player, can get out of the pocket and hurt you, which he did at one point in time. So we were disappointed. Didn't think that we knew it would have taken our best game. We don't think we played our best game, but you know, James Madison's a very solid football team, and the reason they've won 21 straight is because they, you know, they don't do things to hurt themselves.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Hey, your first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio Baltimore.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, talk about what did James Madison do in the second half that's different than the first half? Because I know their offense, when I saw them against New Hampshire, they were struggled in the second half, but they were up 21-0 on a good New Hampshire squad a couple weeks ago. What did they do differently in the second half that caught you guys off guard?
Well, it really wasn't so much what they did differently. I mean, I think that you look, you know, they're very talented defense, first and foremost. You know, they were, you know, they had mixed up their mans and their zones in the first half, and they went exclusively to man coverage in the second half as they felt they had a handle on our receivers, you know. And but, you know, what they were forcing us to do is to be able to, you know, make tight window throws with very, very good close man coverage. And as a result of that, you know, that they, when we got into pass down situations, must pass situations, their D line had a really good opportunity to get upfield in their pass rushes, and we really had a hard time handling their interior defensive linemen as much as anything. They were able to, you know, get free on our guards a couple times and get pressure in the quarterback space. There really wasn't a lot of time for those guys, and those ends played very controlled and keep Juwan in the pocket, which we couldn't extend plays a whole bunch. But it wasn't a magical schematic deal. I think it was a football team that knew that they were in a dogfight, that they needed to come out and execute in the second half, and when it became, you know, a close game turned into a 2-score, 3-score game pretty quickly, then it became, you know, management on their part, in which case they had the driver's seat, you know, in terms of how they wanted to control the game on defense. So wasn't schematic. It was more along the lines they played extremely well and put us in the must-pass situations. Run game for us, you know, didn't do a whole heck of a lot, and you know, made a couple plays, and we didn't. You know, they ended up, you know, we threw an interception. They got one of those on us, and they did a nice job on special teams as well.
And it's senior Saturday up there, senior day for you guys. Just talk about your senior class and what did you like about them, and what did you wish that you guys could have done stuff better with the senior class, and hopefully they could, you know, the juniors and sophomores could actually, you know, learn from the seniors from this year.
Yeah, I think it's a good vein to go with. I think, you know, I just heard Greg talk about it at Albany. I mean, you know, the senior group is, you know, marked by perseverance as much as anything else. You know, their commitment to process, their commitment to continue to try to improve on a week-to-week basis has been remarkable. It's a great group of kids that came in with a vision to try to flip this thing and get us to a championship before they graduated. Obviously, that's not going to happen this year, but we certainly are looking forward to playing our last two games with them. And if we're able to, you know, hit the right vein and play well on all sides, on both sides of the ball and special teams, you know, those guys will have an opportunity. We can send them out a winner, you know, this weekend and the following. You know, I think that's something that they can refer to as you go down the continual evolution of this program. I think everybody recognizes that there's a lot of good things going on here, and there's great potential with our team. We just haven't been able to close out the tight ones or make the big step when necessary, you know, versus the highly ranked opponents being James Madison and Elon. But they're a competitive group. They've got big heart. They've done, you know, everything I could ever ask a group to do. And disappointed to see them walk out without achieving the goals we all laid out when I first recruited them 4 years ago when they were little babies. But now they're walking out. They're all on track to graduate and looking forward to seeing what they can do with their lives after football.
Well, I hope you have a good week of practice.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Jim, defensively, I mean, you hold JMU to 348 yards, and I know Brian Shore made some plays, but you guys were able to get to him a little bit. Ted Wilson, in particular, seven tackles and 2.5 sacks. All in all, were you fairly pleased with the way you were able to execute defensively against him?
Yeah, we are, but, I mean, you sit there and you still, you know, you're smarting from the timing of the plays that they did get on us. You know, it was, you know, we got them to fourth and one in the probably the third quarter at some point in time, and, you know, kind of knew what was going on, and we just got slightly out of position on a called quarterback run to Shore, and he cracks it out of there for like 22 yards and put him in position to, you know, pop another score in there. You know, those kinds of timely plays were really disappointing. And, you know, you, as has been our case, you know, you take, you know, four or five plays off the board on the defensive side of the ball, and you played a phenomenal game. I mean, you know, you look at the first half performance, here's a team that's, you know, averaging whatever, you know, close to 500 yards a game, pot full of points, and we got them, you know, held to like 65 total yards in the first half, and we managed it extremely well offensively because we had time of possession swung in our favor. And in order for us to win that game, we needed to repeat the same thing in the second half. But they're a good football team. They found a couple cracks on us and you know, made those count, and they really did in a big-time way. I mean, it was every single big play that they had ended up setting up a score, and that was kind of the tale of the day. We played hard. We played physical. You know, we did a lot of good things, but we weren't unable to make the plays that were there for us. We had an interception in our hands that we dropped. It would have been a huge turnover, and, you know, it's a game of football, but you know, we're dusting that one off, putting in the file, and
you got Villanova on Saturday, a team with a very stout defense, but is playing some young guys offensively. What are some of the keys on Saturday? And as you've looked at Villanova, what are you going to need to do well?
Well, we're going to have to play our best game. I mean, they're always a dangerous football team. You know, I know they've had their share of the injury bug on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively has been, you know, really holding them in there the whole time. You know, we've got to make sure that we're, you know, positioned right defensively to, you know, keep a limit on the points. And, you know, we're going to have to find ways to move the ball, you know, effectively and move the chains. You know, it's just, it's a recipe for our success will be, you know, a balance of playing off one another offensively and defensively. And it's a very tough out, you know, as our offense prepares for the for their defensive structure and their defensive personnel. They're playing extremely well, and they pose a lot of problems. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, manufacture some points, and we're going to have to play very solid on defense and eliminate those explosion plays that have been kind of our Achilles heel all year.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.